You may have noticed it's Palm Sunday. Woo! Very exciting. This is the Sunday before Easter, and it is the catalyst of the final sprint of Jesus' mission and ministry. It is an incredible day that marks the beginning of the end, and it starts on the road to Jerusalem. Hundreds of thousands of people would have been gathering in Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. That's when the Jews were remembering the Holy Spirit passing over their houses when they were in slavery in Egypt. And the crowds on the way into Jerusalem, they would have been wild. If you thought our celebrations were crazy, you ain't seen nothing yet. They would have been crazy. There would have been rammies. There would have been animals everywhere. They would have been knocking things over. The smell, the sounds would have been very overwhelming. And it is on this road that we begin. Jesus is coming. Jesus was coming to the pinnacle of his mission. And what better way to arrive than on a donkey? Yep, not a horse. I know, weird, a donkey. But by arriving in Jerusalem on a donkey, Jesus was showing the crowds that he was the one that they were waiting on. And they were waiting on somebody because they knew that someone was going to come and save them. And that Jesus was going to be, they didn't know until now, that Jesus was going to be their Messiah. And you might wonder, but how did they know this? How did they know who Jesus was? And in order to do that, I'm going to do a sword of the Spirit race. So if those of you who don't know or understand what this is, the sword of the Spirit is your Bible, okay? And the adults are going to have a race. They are. They're going to have a race to win this Biscoff egg, right? In order to do this, you will need your Bible, okay? The first person to find our verse and to read it out, and I mean really loud, okay, really loud, will win our egg. On your marks, get set. Zechariah 9, verse 9. So it is because of this verse that the Jews would have recognized Jesus was their Messiah, because here he was coming into Jerusalem on a donkey. And they knew this. They knew and they understood that God had promised to send someone to save them. So at this point, they would be like, it's happening. Like, really exciting, okay? Almost like when you wake up on Easter morning and you're like, have I got chocolate? Like, that level of exciting. But probably even more, because it's Jesus. So, Jesus on a donkey. They knew that their Savior was going to be riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. And here he was, Jesus, sitting on a donkey, coming into Jerusalem. They knew and they understood that their freedom was at hand. Just like all those years ago when God sent the Holy Spirit over the land of Egypt to free them from slavery, God was sending Jesus into Jerusalem to free them. And they thought that God was going to free them from the big mean rulers in Rome, right? Spoilers, he wasn't. He was freeing them from something even better. And they noticed that, they realized that Jesus was their Savior. And in response to realizing that Jesus was their Savior, they cried out this wonderful word, Hosanna, okay? And Hosanna is a really interesting word because it's been translated different times. It was originally in Hebrew, and then it became Greek by like rearranging the letters to make it sound like Hosanna, and we've done the same in English. And as it's been translated, the use of the word Hosanna has changed. And it is gone from a plea and a cry for help to a declaration and a praise of salvation. And John Piper puts this really, really well when he explains that it goes from a plea to a praise, from a cry to a confidence. So when Jesus was coming in and this word Hosanna was being used, it was being personal. The people were saying, this is my Savior. I'm getting saved. This is exciting. So they were really worshiping God. They realized who Jesus was, and they began pouring their hearts out in praise to Jesus, declaring, this is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And I am making it sound like the Jewish people totally understood what was going on, right? They did not. They thought that Jesus was actually going to come and smash the patriarchy and be like, freedom to the people! And he was, but in a more spiritual sense, because he did not raise a sword. He did not boot anybody off any throne or bring down any empires, but he did go to the grave and he did die and he was raised again. And people saw a different kind of king to the king that Jesus was. And I think they saw the kind of king that they wanted to see, not the king that Jesus actually was. And how often do we do that sometimes? We see God as how we want to see him, and we forget to step back and actually look at who God is and remember that actually he's the one that is bigger and better and greater than all. And everyone was well excited, apart from the Pharisees, who Florence played beautifully. Well done, my love. The Pharisees were not eager for this coming of Jesus, right? And they were like really grumpy, and they were like, Jesus, you tell these crowds to be quiet. Because the Pharisees were scared. They didn't want anyone to challenge their authority, and they didn't want anyone to challenge the Roman government, because then there would have been armies and death and bad times. And Jesus said to them, but if they keep quiet, the stones would cry out. And I'm very pleased with my little stones here because, one, they're cute. And two, look at all the different expressions. And I think that like, it just blows my mind to think that if we don't praise God, then creation will do it for us, which is crazy. Like, what does it look like? What does it mean? Stones don't have eyes. I know, but like, I'm just pretending that they did. But that's how wild it is though, Ross, that when Jesus said, if they don't cry out, the stones will do it, because it's so important to look at Jesus and to praise God, because it's like, whoa, and even creation will do it for us if we don't. And the people were like, oh wait, I'm lost, buzz. So why would the stones burst into cheers? Why would they do this? I think it is because it boils down to the reason that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem in the first place. And Jesus was coming to establish God's eternal kingdom here on earth, which really is the best celebration for all reasons. And Jesus was explaining to the Pharisees that the people had to cry out, because if they didn't, the rocks would open their mouths that they don't have and would cry out and cry out in praise. And what does that mean for us, though? What does it mean for our praise and our worship? Well, it means it's so important. And Jamie touched on this last week. Our praise and our worship of God is so important. When we see who Jesus is, when we understand that he is our King, he is our Savior, he is our Lord, we can't help but worship him. We can't help but say thank you to God. And our response is important. What is your response to God this morning? Because it is important. Don't rule it out. Your response to God this morning is important. When we read our Bible, when we look at stories that show God's power and glory, we get to remember all the things that he has done. And it is that makes us want to praise his name and to thank him for everything. And we're coming into land. And I just want to say that the Bible doesn't end on Palm Sunday, because that would be very sad if it did. It contains lots of excellent other stories that are really important. And this story is important because it helps us to remember that when we see Jesus, when we understand what it is he's done for us, we can surrender into worshiping him and knowing that he has everything in hand altogether. So if you are able, please stand. We're going to hold this truth in our hearts. And we're going to pray together before we finish up with some more worship. I like to hold my hands out when I pray, because I believe God is going to give me things. Because he's good. He loves to give us things. So if you feel comfortable, please hold your hands out. And you can close your eyes as well to help you focus. And we're going to take a deep breath in and we're going to ask Holy Spirit to fill us. Holy Spirit, will you come? Lord Jesus, we thank you that on Palm Sunday you rode into Jerusalem as a declaration of God's kingdom is here. We thank you that in the run-up to your death and resurrection, Lord Jesus, this Holy Week, that you are drawing us ever closer into relationship with you, God. Will you come and fill us up, Lord Jesus? Amen.